Well, first off, with the low carbon ethanol, obviously, to be able to be competitive in that ethanol market, that's a huge part of that step number one. The step number two is going to be into the future. And it's not just agriculture, it's going to be rural communities. How can we look at technology? Some of the uses already are, they're looking at putting it into capturing it in concrete, using it in insulation is another one. There was just three new releases last week about green hydrogen and how they need carbon in that. There's been agreements of one company buying it from one of the pipeline companies, actually, to buy carbon to help with this green hydrogen, which would help to replace fossil fuels, which keeps combustible engines running. So things like that, they don't know where the plant's going to be on that one yet. Well, it makes sense to put it in the Midwest where that carbon's captured. So I think the second phase isn't just agriculture, it's the communities to say, hey, what can we do to try to attract some of those businesses, some of that research to the Midwest so that we can take full advantage of it.